ties, they polish up that kryptonite. Pretty soon you'll wonder why you can't fly. So rattle the cages and rewrite the pages. Freedom's contagious, yeah, that's truth. 'Cause you can't rope the wild out of a Mustang. You can't. Mustang. You can't tie an anchor to a freight train. And you can't take the wind out of a hurricane till it's done.
What up, Canada? It's Bailey Zimmerman. When I'm in your country, I find my country on New Country. Let's go.
Heard you moved out to South Carolina just like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye. I heard you found yourself a brand new man. Put a rock on your finger and he vowed you a second chance. Built a house right by the coast. That ocean view is beautiful, but baby, I just want you to know he don't know you like I did. I'm on his thoughts, but I ain't buying. His love is smoke ring wrapped around your finger. One second it's a blessing and the next it's already gone. To settle down with him. She ain't wrong, the whole town knows that you had a bed of roses, but girl, you couldn't walk that line. You can act like you do it fine. Love's a smoke ring wrapped around your finger. One second it's a blessing and the next it's already gone. A broken heart, I'm a walking testimony. My confession is a lesson that I'm pouring. And the next it's already gone. A broken heart, I'm a walking testimony. My confession is a lesson that I'm pouring out in this song. Oh, 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 oh. just like you always said we would.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. This is from Reddit. What is something women think is embarrassing, but the same embarrassing thing guys go, I could care less?
Yeah, it really goes to show that men are
easy,
carefree,
easygoing, yeah.
Dare I say a little oblivious.
Really?
And women, I mean, we probably do worry a little bit too much.
Yeah, we'll run down some of that list for you in a minute.
It could be a fast car flying down a dirt road. It could be a slow song playing on the radio. It could be a picture of a place you love or some memory that you hold. It doesn't matter what it is, if it gets you where you want to go.
New Country, 93.5. Great to have you along. And listen, if you're looking for a recap of the show, I don't know why you would, but listen, you might.
Hey.
You might.
It is entertaining.
Yes, of course it is.
And we work hard at our craft.
Oh, my gosh. So hard. We put it all together in a nice little package called a podcast. And you can find that wherever you do your podcasty things.
Yeah, it's company on demand. So whenever it's more convenient for you to have a listen, that is what the podcast is all about.
So on Reddit... I love this string. It says, what's something that women think is embarrassing, but dudes don't care about? You know what? That's probably almost everything.
I was just going to say, dudes don't care about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So oblivious.
Some things.
Mm-hmm.
People seeing your house being dirty. People not seeing your house being perfectly clean.
Very true. Yeah.
You have canceled gatherings because... you don't have enough time to clean.
That is so true. Yeah, and Tyler will just like bring his friends over sometimes, and I'm like, no,
yeah.
We got to wipe down the bathroom. This
right.
place is a pigsty.
Yeah.
But really, it's just we have a couple like, you know, laundry
yeah.
baskets out. It's not really that dirty, but it's
yeah.
just not up to my standards.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wearing the same outfit as somebody else.
Yes.
And I have mad respect for that. I don't like that either.
That is so embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't like that. Or re-wearing. This is the one I don't get. Re-wearing the same outfit out.
Yes.
To an occasion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I get so freaked out that people will notice that I've worn stuff a few times. Like, yeah. As much as we all rewear clothes, it's absolutely fine. There are certain times where, like, I'll have pictures, yeah, like on my gym ID or on the website, and I don't want to ever be caught wearing the same thing as, like, a picture that's, you know,
right,
in stamped in time.
Right.
It's just so embarrassing to me. Or, you know what else is embarrassing? Is going into a store that I obviously really like because I buy lots of clothes from it, but I don't ever want to wear the clothes when I'm in the store.
No kidding.
I find that so embarrassing.
Really?
And I don't know why. It's like, no, don't look at me supporting your stuff.
Right.
It's the weirdest thing, but maybe it's just me, but I think some women are embarrassed.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just
that is weird.
I think a lot of things having to do with clothing and wardrobe, what you're wearing, how often you're wearing it is very embarrassing to women.
Things that women really think is embarrassing, but guys don't care. Hair.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, I guess so. My hair's a mess right now. And
I know. You have not cared about your hair for months.
Yeah, I know I haven't. I got to get a hold of that.
You really do. I'm embarrassed at this point.
Yeah, I know you are.
I have, like, secondhand embarrassment because your hair is so bad.
Tertiary embarrassment.
Yeah.
That is awful. For you, it's your...
My eyebrows, right? If someone points out, like, oh, they're a little uneven today, I would just... I would love to crawl in a hole and die, basically.
I don't understand that. I really don't. And you put on your eyebrows every day.
Every day, yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
That's okay. Don't look into it. And I will never show you what I look like without them, so...
Oh, yeah. I've never seen what you think you have no eyebrows.
Very few people have.
Really?
I know. Yeah. Because I'm so diligent about putting them on in the morning.
Do you have to take them off at night?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Where do they go?
I just wipe them off.
Oh, okay.
They go into a napkin.
Oh, I thought they had their own little container, like teeth.
No. My eyebrow dentures? No.
Yeah.
That's not. It's just makeup.
It's just makeup. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Wow, I'd like to see that one day, maybe. Okay, so what are things that you think women really care about and guys could give two whips?
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. George Strait said, yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling. Amarillo, all I know, George.
Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
I just lost all track of time.
Thanks for listening to the Casey Clark Show. New Country.
That's right.
93.5.
Girl, you're pretty good at whiskey, but can you shoot shine? Sure, you've been on a farm, but you ain't been on mine. Was there dust on your driveway? Hay in the pasture? Did your mama make cobbler? Did your daddy drive a tractor? Girl, you talk a lot like East Tennessee. Well, wherever you're from, hell, that's where I need to be. Cause these boots need to keep two-stepping.
In here, you can't even stand. They turned on top 40, turned off that band. What's it say we four-wheel drive it out to 40-acre land? Start a party of our own, if you wanna, we can. Cause these boots need to keep two-stepping. Them beers on ice, keep sweating. That dress needs to keep on spinning around and around and around. Did your mama make cob or did your daddy drive a tractor? Cause girl, you talk a lot like East Tennessee. And I think I need to take you back home with me. Cause these boots need to keep two-stepping. Them beers on ice, keep sweating. That dress needs to keep on spinning around and around and around.
Posters are going up all over Toronto. Everybody wants to lasso the new country 93.5 interrupting cash cow. And for good reason. $500 is a pretty beefy reward. Just ask these satisfied cattle rustlers.
Yay! How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Would you be so much better if you just won $500?
I would be so much better.
Congratulations, you're $500 richer.
That's incredible.
John, you just scored $500.
Oh my God, really? Should I win?
Listen for the interrupting cash cow to crash into your favorite new country songs. Then call 416-872-2935 and you could stick your claim to $500.
Thank you so much.
Move on over to newcountry935.com for a sneak peek at where she'll crop up next. The interrupting cash cow. New Country 93.5.
Accelerate into spring with Oakville Infinity. Lease the 2025 QX60 Lux for just $359 semi-monthly with $2,495 down at 0% for 36 months. Or choose the QX50 or QX55, both available from 1.99 lease rates. For a limited time, enjoy a $1,500 loyalty bonus. Luxury, performance, exclusivity. It's waiting for you at Oakville Infinity, 2316 South Service Road West, and OakvilleInfinity.com, where luxury meets sophistication.
Where you learn matters. At Blythe Academy, the average class size of 12 means every student has a seat at the front of the class. From grades 4 to 12, the small class sizes allow dedicated teachers to nurture each student's talents and goals. Join an upcoming campus event where you and your child can meet the principal, interact with students, and experience what it means to be a Blythe Academy student. 6 convenient campuses in the GTA. RSVP now at blytheacademy.ca.
For over 57 years, Green Park Group has consistently built communities that people proudly call home. With over 84,000 units and counting, Green Park's excellence continues to rise to new heights. The next chapter of our legacy unfolds with stunning projects in Vaughan, King City, Georgina, Richmond Hill, Mississauga, and Oshawa, inspiring the people who bring communities to life. Green Park is the people's builder. See for yourself at greenpark.com.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornbloom Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornbloom Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornbloom Law, online at lostjob.ca.
Lone Star's new Three Amigo Meal. From $13.99, you get chips and salsa, our new double-stacked Big Smash burger with fries and unlimited pop. Lone Star's new Big Smash, two handmade patties double-stacked with cheese, shredded lettuce, pickles, and secret sauce.
Hold up, did you say chips, salsa, the Big Smash burger and fries, and unlimited pop for $13.99? Ooh, someone is getting fired over this.
New Three Amigo Meals from $13.99, available Monday to Friday till 4 p.m., only at Lone Star.
From the hottest country artists to country's fastest rising stars,
it's time to kick up your summer at Canada's largest music and camping festival, Boots and Hearts 2025,
August 7th to the 10th at Burrells Creek.
We'll have a
featuring Sam Hunt, Hardy, Bailey Zimmerman, Daughtry,
and tons more.
Single-day tickets, full weekend passes, and tent and RV camping passes now on sale. Boots and Hearts 2025,
August 7th to the 10th at Burrells Creek.
For tickets and full lineup, visit bootsandhearts.com.
The federal election is on Monday, April 28th. You can vote early. Advance polls will be open April 18th to 21st. If you prefer, you can vote at any Elections Canada office until Tuesday, April 22nd, 6 p.m., or you can apply to vote by mail. Check your voter information card or visit elections.ca for all the ways you can vote.
For the official information you need to vote, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
Psst, Paul, you up?
Yeah.
Why, Paul?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about how much money I spent on this new mattress. I keep worrying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't, Paul. You should have got the new mattress from IKEA like me. So affordable, so comfy, cozy, so much support for my aching back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
The savings never stop at your local Metro, your go-to for quality foods at prices you'll love. Until April 23rd, take advantage of great deals on fresh, top-quality meats and produce, like fresh pork tenderloin for just $3.99 per pound and jumbo whole pineapples or two-pound bags of lemons, both just $2.99 each. Don't forget, you'll earn Moi points on every eligible purchase, whether you shop in-store or online at metro.ca. Metro, your go-to grocer for savings and quality.
Why let only one family member enjoy Rogers 5G when you can get a third line for as low as $35 per month?
Gather round, family.
What now, Dad?
I switched you all to Rogers 5G plans and saved us big time. More 5G, more savings. Everyone wins.
So I only have to pay one bill?
Way to go, Dad. Unexpected W.
Get more lines on Canada's largest and most reliable 5G network for as low as $35 per month on the third line. $75 service setup fee per line may apply with a home service. See rogers.com/plans for details. Rogers, we got you.
I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days, losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. We'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide. And we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
It's New Country 93.5.
Things that women think are embarrassing and guys couldn't give two whips. Really, we could not.
I love that expression, yeah. Two whips.
We couldn't get two whips about that. Some things like hair. Some things like outfits.
Leaving the house without makeup. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Okay, so we'll run down that list in minutes.
You could be uptown living, high rise, sipping on some good champagne. You could be Hollywood Hills, throwing down bills like you're making it rain. You could be down on that line in Detroit City, or up on top, sitting pretty, smoking a big cigar. I don't care who you are, 'cause everybody's got a little dirt road in them. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Kick off them high-heeled shoes and show me them pretty bare feet. Trade in them city lights and downtown bars for a couple million blinking stars and a big full moon. And get on back to your roots, 'cause
music.
That's what I'm talking about.
Plays now.
What's up, everybody? This is Tyler Homer.
Oh, my gosh. I love him.
Here's Park on New Country.
I got a souped-up ride, and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night, there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road. See how fast this thing will go. Put that shoulder on the side, looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. Why are we making these tires green in this old car? All I wanna do is park. All I wanna do is park. We can burn this older road like a racetrack. Turn the key and let the seas lay way back. Count the midnight windshield stars. Watch the sunrise in my arms. If we don't go nowhere, girl, I wouldn't hate that.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. If you just slid in, we're asking the question from Reddit. What's something that women think is embarrassing, but guys don't really care? Lots of things.
I would say the biggest thing for me that I know a lot of men don't understand is the whole concept of like outfit repeating.
Yeah.
Or showing up to an event and you're wearing the same thing as somebody else. Outfits can just be very, very embarrassing, I think.
Road trip snacks.
We get embarrassed about that?
I think that, yes, if you're not well prepared.
Oh, okay.
There's an embarrassment that I feel my wife has for road trip snacks versus I'll get a bag of chips wherever I need.
Right.
A bag of sunflower seeds. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, do I need
You'll decide when you get there.
Do I need washed grapes and kiwi?
Oh.
And fruit, then do I need, you know, a charcuterie board?
Right. Oh, so your wife gets embarrassed if someone wants something and she doesn't have it for them?
It's not there.
Oh, no.
You know, I'm sorry. I should have had that prepared.
What was I thinking?
What, you know?
Yeah.
What kind of road trip is this going to be if we don't have a charcuterie board at our disposal? Like, what kind of road trip is this going
to
be?
Quick way to ruin everything.
Oh, this is what's going to stand out.
So we didn't have enough cheese. Ah!
Oh my gosh!
Let's turn around and go home.
Yeah, this is rough. Just pull over. Just leave me at the next rest stop.
Someone else will get me.
You know what?
Maybe they'll have a charcuterie board.
I don't need to be here. I don't deserve to be here. Like really?
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Yeah.
That's funny that embarrasses your wife.
Yeah, so we gotta be well prepared.
Mm. Well, and I think in general, a lot of women like to just be prepared.
Yes.
We were even talking about when visitors come, do you have enough food in the fridge? Is the place clean enough?
Yeah.
I understand that embarrassment that I don't think a lot of men feel.
No, I don't feel that.
No, you don't care.
No, I really don't. Sydney, we're asking you things that you care about, but guys, for some reason, really don't.
Maybe, like, burping in public or like at dinner or something like that is pretty embarrassing, especially if it's like in front of your grandparents or something like that, or a fancy dinner and you just let one loose.
Yeah.
I find when men get to a certain age too, they just kind of burp while they're talking too, and they don't seem to care
anymore.
Whereas, yes, it's embarrassing. Like, burping's embarrassing.
Well, I just had a soda. What can I say? Sydney, you are the best. You really are.
Thanks, guys.
I've spent so long trying to make right all my wrongs, but I miss being stoned. 'Cause it will make this easy if I give myself an inch. Hell, I might take the mile. And she can't take my calls when I'm too drunk to dial. I love to sugarcoat this, dethrone all my roses, but you caught me in my lowest. The hard part of getting clean are all the damn apologies. I'd rather that she hate me for who I am and not the man whose hands were shaky. I finally seen a sunrise and I cannot believe it. Curtains open wishing she was here to see it. And I thought that I could handle both ends of that candle, but I'm throwing in the towel. Philosophies telling me how this is supposed to work. I've been afraid of growing up and losing friends I used to trust, but stone and wrong don't mix with loving her. Does that make me
thanks for spending your day with Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Wendy's most important deal of the day has a fresh lineup. Pick any two breakfast items for $4. New four-piece French toast sticks, bacon or sausage wrap, biscuit or English muffin sandwiches, small hot coffee, and more. Limited time only at participating Wendy's, taxes extra.
Rate today. Details at lexusonthepark.ca or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
Walking on a Cloud presents Step into Spring, featuring Lori Vella.
At Walking on a Cloud, we're embracing this season's freshest footwear trends where nostalgia meets innovation and practicality. Retro sneakers? Sleek, simple, and effortlessly cool. Loafers? Versatile in fun colors, glossy patterns, or bold metal details. Toe thong sandals? Perfect for poolside lounging or a stylish day out. And wedges? They're back, more comfortable, chic, and ready to elevate every step you take. You need them? We have them at Walking on a Cloud.
Big Easter deals are on at No Frills until April 23rd. This week, get selected varieties of Breyers Frozen Dessert or Chapman's Ice Cream for only $2.75. Fill your basket at prices that won't be beat. No Frills. Proudly Canadian. See flyer for details.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, We'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at monkhouselaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
Markham's frontline workers are being pushed too far. Low pay, poor schedules, no fair deal. They plow snow, fix roads, and run key city programs. But Mayor Scarpidian Council still aren't listening. It's time to act. Email Mayor Scarpidian your counselor. Demand fairness now for the workers who keep our city running. Visit qp905.com/support-markham-workers. These workers show up for us. Now they need us to show up for them. Don't wait. Our city's workers need your voice today. Thank you from QP905.
Did you lock the front door?
Check.
Close the garage door?
Yep.
Installed window sensors, smoke sensors, and HD cameras with night vision?
No.
And you set up credit card transaction alerts, a secure VPN for a private connection, and continuous monitoring for our personal info on the dark web?
I'm looking into it.
Stress less about security. Choose security solutions from Telus for peace of mind at home and online. Visit telus.com/totalsecurity to learn more. Conditions apply.
Where do your epic road trip adventures start? Right here at Toyota on the Park. Right now, get in and go and lease the 2025 Tundra with lease rates starting from 4.79% and including a $4,000 discount. Only at Toyota on the Park. Hurry, don't miss out. Details at toyotaonthepark.ca or 1077 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park.
This is New Country 93.5, CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
DJ Booster coming at you live with warmer weather, longer days, and dropping two new Booster mixes for April from Booster Juice. Pucker up, party people! The Zesty Berry Booster Mixer features raspberry and lemon in perfect harmony. Then turn it all the way up with Mango Manga Booster Mixer with delicious mango and pineapple notes.
Mix it up with the new Booster Mixers at Booster Juice. Canadian born, blending since 1999. Download the Booster Rewards app and order one today.
Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
Parks Furniture has Ashley Sobas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
To find the one near you, check us out at parksfurniture.com. Parks Furniture, where smart people shop for furniture since 1943. It's worth the drive to Parks.
Been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, since you said goodbye. wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Say I miss you, oh, but you know I never lie.
The jersey has that end of the season stank. Oh. Yeah, buddy. The playoff beard? Stubbly. The cooler? Stocked. We ready. Go Leafs. Go. Toronto's new country is Leafs country.
We could dance on the roof of your mama's old house. We could jump in the river, take the long way down. We can follow any road out of this town if we want to. We can tell everybody that we're somebody else. We can chase a little heaven, raise a little hell. We can sneak into the pool at the dive motel if we want to. Hey, if you're ready, you know that I'm ready. Come on, come on, baby, let's go.
Country 93.5. My buddy Trev the Edge, he's into all sorts of supplements and stuff like that. That's kind of his space. And he was over, his fam was over, and he's got my wife on it, and they're talking the supplement thing, gut health, this, that, the other thing.
Okay.
And I'm like, fine, I got to figure this out. So he puts this little concoction in his coffee every morning.
Okay.
And so I tried it this morning. So this is day one.
So what is it?
Okay, can I just ask you something?
Sure.
Do I seem different today?
Maybe.
How so?
You do seem a little bit more like present. No, sorry. But like you're what? Here. Like you're... Oh no, this does not sound good at all. No, you seem a little bit... You've kicked it up a notch a little bit.
Maybe I shouldn't have asked you.
No, I'm sorry.
You know, maybe I shouldn't even have started this.
You seem a bit more like you care. You know, it's wonderful.
Man. So, anyhoodle.
What's in it?
Mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. I know what kind of mushrooms you mean.
What do you mean?
Like the ones that are good for their, you know, antioxidants and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. No,
oh, you mean the other kind?
Yeah. No. I know what kind you mean.
Okay.
Yeah, but not to be confused with the hallucinogenic drug.
No. Oh, God, right? No.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Can you imagine?
You would really not be present.
No, I would not.
More so than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? So I'm doing this,
yeah.
And I again, it's day one.
Does it taste okay?
Well, that's the problem.
Oh, no.
No, it's you know, I don't like sweets, and it tastes a little sweet.
Oh, yucky.
Mm-hmm. I know. So that's the problem.
Sweet mushrooms, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, but it doesn't taste like any, like it doesn't taste like mushrooms. That's the thing.
Oh, good.
No, it tastes sweet.
Yeah.
Like, and they put some artificial flavor. I don't know what they put in there, to tell you the truth. So I'm doing this. I'm going to probably do some other stuff.
What kind of stuff?
I don't know.
I don't think I can handle it.
I don't know.
This is almost too much.
I'm going to, some other stuff. So you're going to, hey, just buckle in, lady.
I'm here. Let's go.
You strap down, because this ride is going to get a little bumpier than
good.
Usual.
Good.
Okay.
I can't wait.
We might take a few different roads, you know?
We'll go on a journey. Let's go.
You know, when you're riding around and you've been on this highway, I don't know how many times, and you always say to yourself, I always wanted to take that road, but I never do.
That little offshoot range road over there. Yeah.
But guess what we're going to do?
We're going off-roading.
Right? I think we're going to take that road.
All right.
Okay. We're going to see what's on that road.
Can't wait.
Together, we're going to zip up there. See what's happening.
Cool.
Are you ready?
Sure.
No, you're not.
No.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name.
Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody buy me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus. I'm about to get on a road. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, it's sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink.
Country 93.5.
I check my pulse and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. Playing less Black Keys, baby. And my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act. I don't know what to say. 'Cause guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no, no way. And then, oh my God, he walked in like a 6-2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means, and he means what he says. And he's funny, and he's smart, and he's good. About that, am I okay? I think I'm okay. 'Cause oh my God, he walked in like a 6-2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means, and he means what he says. And he's funny, and he's smart, and he's good.
Hey, I'm Cody Johnson, and whenever I'm in Canada, the first thing I do is put my new country on my radio.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky.
sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can lose. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Thanks for hanging with the Casey Clark Show.
Yeah.
New Country.
New Country.
93.5.
Back in the hills where the woods get thick, brewing shine in a still, growing smoke in the ditch. It's a different way of life, but it is what it is. Either poor when you die. A fire water itch calls backwards or backwards. We got white lightning running through our veins, and we'll die trying to save our family name. Where the whippoorwills will, the coyotes cry way back in the holler where the moon shines. Life chose me. There's a copper line where my roots run deep. 5 generations of living like this. I'm a hand-me-down bootlegging son of a. We got white lightning running through our veins, and we'll die trying to save our family name. Where the whippoorwills will, the coyotes cry way back in the holler where the moon shines. We got white lightning running through our veins, and we'll die trying to save our family name. Where the whippoorwills will, and them coyotes cry way back in the holler, in the holler, in the holler. We got white lightning running through our veins, and we'll die trying to save our family name. Where the whippoorwills will.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. So according to Sasha, there's a guy that works for the Wall Street Journal that says that our nicknames are going to be a thing of the past.
Yeah, he just is pointing out that there's very few people that are, you know, being called Junior or, you know, Junior. Shortened names,
yeah.
Or AJ, JT, stuff like that. Like, we are so proud and, like, protective of our actual given names that we don't want to change them at all.
No, nobody has numbers after their names anymore either. Like, Casey the Third.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And it's always the third that you get the number. It's
right,
like,
right.
Not Casey the Second.
I was just thinking that when you were growing up, maybe you just threw a random number at
it. Casey Seven. You're like, what?
That's a nice ring.
Yeah, yeah, Casey 73. I don't want to die. So we're talking about nicknames coming up.
My girl is banging, she's so low maintenance. Don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip me like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one shot, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeak, squeak it in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jam and she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like. To impress her. My girl is happy, rolling on a Vespa. Don't need no mansion to get romance. She's super fine, double wide, slow dancing. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the tattoo.